Oh my gosh. I just had my dodgeball finals yesterday, last night.
Oh my God. Now we're going to go through to regionals.
It was...
Did you do it at the rec center?
I did it at the Friendly House.
Oh, wow.
Is the name of the gym that I go to. So we were... I don't know what seed we were in the finals. I don't really know how to... I think we were somewhere in the middle. But our first match was against Dodge Mabal, is the team name. Oh, our team name is Bridget, bitch, because one of our star players, his name is Bridget, and we were just playing off of the Britney Spears line. And then, so we beat them and we swamped them. We annihilated them. It was amazing.
It was a bloodbath.
We didn't lose a single match. So dodgeball, like, you go for 12 minutes and then you can do as many full games within that time as possible. And then whoever has the most wins or most points from winning goes on. And we won every match. And it was incredible. And then so we beat them and we went on to play Dodge or Die. And
if I'm rating these names, that's a four. It's a four.
What was Dodge and Mabal?
Oh, 8.
Cool. And what's Bridget, bitch? Yeah, not as good.
Six.
Great. Well, we beat Dodge or Die.
Mm-hmm.
That was a similar. I don't think they won either. It didn't feel as like a luxurious as a win or anything, but it was still a win. It was great. It was amazing. So we got to the upper semis because since we haven't lost, we were in the upper semis and not the lower bracket, and we were playing against Throrazmapam.
Throrazmapam because it's trying too hard.
Yeah.
Sorry, by the way, if any of you people, I'm sure you're lovely people. I'm only rating the team names. That's all I've been asked to do.
Yes.
That was my remit. I've been asked by the committee to rate the team names. I am not rating the people.
Correct.
This is just my job. They made me do it, and you know, I follow the rules.
Yeah. So Throrazmapam has the team captain that has won the last like five finals, he's an incredibly good player. It's super intimidating, and he was super angry at just like a couple little rules that weren't being super followed or not followed to his expectations, at least.
Ref!
And he was constantly yelling and trying to get people. It was pretty funny. Like, one of the things was that we were switching sides each time, and they're like, "We're not supposed to switch sides. We're supposed to stay on the same side." And it was like, "Well, we've been switching sides the whole time, so I don't know what's up with you, but whatever." So super hard game. I think we won like 2 out of 3, and so at the end, it was like, I think they had won and we had won. And so it was the tiebreaker match, and it got down to our best player, Pepper, versus two of their kind of weaker players, middle players. And Pepper threw one, and I think he got somebody out, and then he was about to... No, there were two left. He threw... And they caught one of the balls, it wasn't Pepper that threw. Anyways, they caught one of the balls, and they got their team captain, the scary guy, back in.
Right.
I had gotten him out, and I was like, it felt super great. So now Pepper is up against two other guys and the hard dude. He gets one of the other guys out, and so it's just him and another, him and the hard dude, and the guy is just pelting balls at Pepper, and he's just barely dodging. He gets himself super tiny and small, and just like holding the ball to block and stuff, and he's doing an amazing job. And then he And then he's just like kind of standing there right in the middle, right in the center of the field. And the guy throws one at Pepper and he catches it. And it was, there was the, for my team, there was this eruption of cheer. It was spectacular. We cheered as if we had won the whole tournament. It was incredible. It was such an adrenaline rush. We were all so excited. It was amazing. And then Pepper got the last guy out. And then, so we won that match. So we got to the grand finals. So what happened there is then Throw Razapam went down to the lower semis and they beat Dodger Die, who we had already beat. So in the grand finals, we then had to play Throw Razapam again.
Oh, the tension.
Yes. So they swamped us. We lost every single match. It was obliterated. We even went, it like we had ex, they had beat us. We coming into the final, since we were in the upper finals, we start with a one win lead, and they won, and then they won, and so we had to win two, and then they won, and so we would have had to win three, which there wasn't enough time for, and then we just played until the timer ran out and we kept losing and losing. It was crazy. Yeah, that's the appropriate one.
I was looking for no, exactly the opposite. No.
Boo.
One. Surely.
Well, that, yeah, that works.
Yeah, it was long walk to,
but it was so fun. And yeah, so, oh man, it was,
congratulations,
what a great
for
team.
Getting to the final.
Yeah, we got to the finals against an incredibly difficult team and player, and
yeah,
oh, it was so fun.
Nice.
I'm gonna miss it because I'm not going back for next season. But
why not?
I've gotten hit in the head a couple times, and my recovery time after getting hit in the face is a few days, and I can't be doing that right now. Mm-hmm. I gotta focus a bit more on,
you gotta focus on Brendan.
Stability and health and stuff.
Yeah.
So so yeah, enable sorting. Yeah. that was I clicked. Mm-hmm. I have a checklist, mm-hmm, of things in my notes app, mm-hmm, of the topics I want to talk to, mm-hmm, you about. And I'm on Margaret's computer, of course, and so I checked the checkbox and it asked me if I wanted to enable sorting and have the checkbox go to the bottom of the list. And I'm like, I'm just going to,
that's why you said that.
That's why, yeah, I said that.
Yeah. Enable sorting.
Yeah. Okay. So I have two other major things to talk to you about today. One, I sat down and talked to my pasta.
And oh, cool.
Two, I have something cool to show you.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to find out first? Something fun and musical, or something religious and deep? Or
well, I've got something fun and musical.
Awesome.
Which I can briefly share. Then we can go religious and deep, and then we can end on fun and musical. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
It's good programming. No. I ran the first of my C90 sessions, my community chorus sessions, on Friday.
How did it go, my dude?
Couldn't have gone better.
Yes, yes.
We have a little space, which is like a fishbowl in on a well-trodden high street, mm-hmm, opposite a popular Indian restaurant. And
yummy.
Yeah. It's a really small space, and most of the floor space is covered up with desks. And so we had 15 people show up.
Wow.
Yep. And they were all in fine voice, did a little bit of warm-up first, which I'd completely forgotten to properly arrange, so I hastily improvised a warm-up. And that was a little bit of a theme. I got there a little bit later than I wanted to because of reasons, and mm-hmm, I was dragging the keyboard there, and it was all a little bit blah. But we did a couple of 90s bangers, and then we ended on a couple more sort of impromptu ones, kind of busking our way through them, and finished after about an hour and a half. And
nice.
They all went off to get a drink at a new place, and I locked up and did all the stuff and like did my Sam closing down the bar at Cheers routine of, you know, doing the walkthrough and checking everything and, you know, closing the shutters and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And toddled off and went to find this new place. And I walked in, said, hello, I'm looking for the den. That's what it was called. And they said, you found it. Okay, lovely. Did you see a bunch of people coming in here? like, I don't know, like 15 people coming in. Yeah, yeah, they're all over there outside. Okay, cool. So I go outside and someone clocks me and they all applaud.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
And so there was so much just like afterglow from people.
Beautiful.
They'd had such a good time, so much fun.
Yes.
A bunch of them were like, yeah, we're coming back.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
And we're going to pay. And, you know, people explicitly calling out that they felt safe.
Hell, I mean, yes.
You know, within a few minutes, I had this bunch of people all making, you know, doing the vocal warm up to begin with, and then we'd start with one of the songs, and there's a guitar instrumental section in one of the songs. So there is lots of songs, and I started just sort of, doing the guitar part with my mouth, and then I was like, oh, you should join in. And so they joined in and I was like, that sounds like cat noises. And so we then explicitly made it all sound like cat noises. And so yes. What we ended up with is 15 people going meow, 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 while people outside are walking past going, what in the name of wonder is going on in there?
Amazing. Amazing.
And, yeah, got a lovely photo and got everybody to do a little cat pose, you know, for the gram. And yeah, the conversations, you know, we were there for an hour or so in the pub, and just, you know, I didn't put my hand in my pocket. Had drinks bought for me.
Amazing.
And like having a couple of conversations with people, I was like almost thumping the table of like, this is what it's for. This is why
yes,
we do it.
This is why we do it.
So yeah. And I'm not long off, having a meeting with, someone who's, I think, quickly becoming my sort of, bit of a right-hand person really, who's helping me with stuff.
Oh, cool.
Cause she's got ideas. I have no desire to if people want to like run with an idea and make a thing happen, cool, you know.
Yeah.
And help, that's great, because, you know, it's not about me. Yeah, and like lots of things were different from what I expected, lots of things happened in a different way from what I expected, but it was all welcome. And yeah, man, it was really, really special. So
that's amazing. So you're gonna meet up like weekly or monthly?
Yeah,
or
weekly. We get to do it all again in a couple of days time.
Wow. Oh, I'm so excited for you, man. That's amazing.
Thank you. Very pleased.
That's awesome.
And with all of that is the dawning sense of like, I want to do less and less internet stuff.
I was actually just about to ask you about that.
Yeah.
What, because we had talked about that last week, and I was curious on an update of like, have there been things that have fallen away? Are there things that you plan on getting rid of? Like, what's
there are things I plan on getting rid of.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we talked like 2 weeks ago, and you had a new idea of something to start. like a new.
Oh, I mean, like. Ideas,
yeah, a dime a dozen, yeah.
You know, who doesn't have those, and they're always going to be there.
Do you have the phrase a dime a dozen?
Yeah.
is it a pence, a triplet?
Or no. there is sixpence comes in with things sometimes. We don't have sixpences anymore.
Yeah.
But ten a penny. We
ten
might
a penny.
Say.
Ten
a penny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. ten a penny, a dime a dozen. Yeah, you know, plenty of those. And you know,
ten a penny, a dime a dozen. That's a bad deal. It's a bad deal to get 10, a 12.
Yeah. So yeah, it's I think you know, the podcast that has been the subject of this podcast sometimes, I think, will wind up. I think, because I'm just like, I think, yeah, I think I'm going to round out whether I'm so I have this, you know, thing of like, am I going to call 24 episodes of Undo end of season one and leave the door open? Or am I just going to be like, it was not, it was a fun ride. And I got what I needed out of it.
Yeah.
Frankly. Which is to know that I could do it. To know that I, you know, because I think I needed to know that for myself.
Yeah.
That, you know what?
And actually, you'll always be the guy that made Undo.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I've learned is actually maybe how much luck does play into things and how that's okay now, because I think I know that.
Yeah.
I've made good things before.
Yes.
But they didn't, you know, get traction in the same way. And
Right.
There, you know, yeah. And what this thing is teaching me, I was chatting to Jenny today, who's helping me with C90, and I was describing the seeking approval from the internet as like a it's like a cup with a hole in the bottom. Like,
yeah,
there's never, you can never quite get enough of it, and it drains very, very quickly.
Yeah,
and it takes a lot of scooping.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of a lot of uncertainty. On a local, I did something on a local level. 15 people came to it, and
so satisfying.
I've never felt so full.
Yes,
up.
Yes.
And it was like, it wasn't hard. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It wasn't hard.
I mean, I'm glad you
just
feel
mean
that
there
way.
Wasn't effort.
You did, yeah, you did a lot of effort to.
No, that's a long time. I'm not discounting that I put work in.
Yeah.
And I'm on for, you know, for 2 hours. Like, I'm, you know.
Yeah.
And when I sat down in the pub, I was just like, you know, I'm sort of. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of powered down a little bit.
Yeah.
I expected to be a lot more drained, and I expected to be.
Sure.
I expected to have a lot more. Fuck, that didn't go right. Where I'm like, that went differently, or right, I know how to improve on that next time. Rather than,
oh yeah, and it's your,
you know,
first time.
Like these little blisters of embarrassment. Title.
Sure, that is a great title.
you know, or these little scabs that you keep, you know, keep
picking,
you
at.
Can't resist picking at. It's not been like that at all.
Amazing,
and it all feels good, and it all, like, what's wonderful is that the there is a lack of, there seems to be anyway, a lack of ego involved in this.
Awesome.
In the same way that when I was doing the public speaking events before, I was always at the back running things, and I liked to know that I was running things, but I didn't need to be out in front of people. I didn't need to get the applause. There is something similar here. Like, I like that supportive role, and it's nice that you are. I like being someone that people come to, but I don't need to be. You know, this is Mark Steadman and his choir. You know,
yeah.
And all of those things. So I'm just like, and I've had a couple of messages. We had lovely comments on Instagram, a couple of messages on email from people who are, you know, looking forward to the next one or coming for the first time. So like, I think it's, you know, it's possibly going to grow. And it's putting a lot of things, like, A, it's showing me I'm heading in the right direction with Sounds Local. With what I'm doing.
Yes, for sure.
My digital skills to make the flyers and the Instagrams and all those things, that's all working to get people out connecting and meeting each other. And
amazing.
all sorts of little things can happen, and yeah, it's perfect.
It's fucking cool, dude.
And I don't know that I need much more.
Are you singing just a few songs a bunch of times, or are you singing a bunch of different songs like in one session?
The idea is that the structure is I bring two songs for us to work on.
Okay.
We blaze through the first one, and I'm like, yeah, like if it sounds fun and it sounds good, like I don't think we need to keep going over it. So we'll, you know, do it a couple of times, and we might pick a particular section, but I'm not gonna
To fill 45 minutes of this song.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then we're not trying to get performance ready.
Yeah. Not yet.
So we did that with a song called All Right by Supergrass. The second song was what is known as the theme to Friends.
Nice.
And that was a lot of fun. And I got them then doing a bit of harmonies. So divided people up. And next time I'm going to take a more proactive role and actually partition people and say, you over there, you're doing this bit, you're doing this bit, rather than, you know, whatever you feel like I'm going to be a little bit more directive, I think.
Nice. And they do the claps.
We did the claps, and I was militant. I said to him right from the beginning, if you clap more than four times, I walk. I'm leaving. Quite a few laughs, throughout the whole night, in general. And they were all perfect.
Amazing.
They sounded great, Brendan.
Oh, hell yes.
We did a lovely harmony bit at the end with, 'cause you're there for me too. And we got, you know, just the two-part harmony.
Yeah.
And it sounded, and I was, you know, I'd like pins and needles, and it was just...
That's awesome. It
sounded great.
Did you get sheet music for... the two songs?
Not sheet music, but I printed out the lyrics.
Okay.
On the website, I had this whole plan, and this is the thing, you know, it was my plan, I planned it. In that I printed off a QR code where people could get the lyrics on the phone. Mm-hmm. And it's on my website, so there's, you can watch the video of the song, and then there's the version of the lyrics with and without chords, basically.
Oh.
So you can just read the lyrics, or if you're curious and want to know what sort of where the chords are, you can read it along that way. So if you want to play along with something, and I just printed the sheets with the lyrics, and I thought, well, I'll bring a few, but really I want people to scan the QR code with their phones, and people were like, they just wanted the sheets, and I was like, fine,
yeah,
you know, they just wanted the sheets, so
yeah,
that's all right,
yeah,
that's
off the phone,
I know that,
yeah.
So yeah, that's all fine. So this Friday I will be potentially having fun with taking money from people, have my little square reader.
Yeah.
So I'll be, I sort of had a bit of an impromptu speech about how things are going to run and all that kind of stuff, and did all that. Mm-hmm.
Is it kind of a first session's free, and then after that?
That's exactly it. And also, it's pay what I keep saying, pay what you can if you can. I mean, it's a fiver. But if you can't pay, you're not going to be turned away. Like, it is, you know. I want my company to, effectively, I want my company to pay for the people who can't, you know, if you like, and to enable to support that. But if I get, you know, I can't remember what it is, but like if six people pay, then I cover the costs of the room.
Cool.
Which is, yeah, that's fine. That'll do for now.
Yeah.
Dope,
man. I'm really happy for you. That sounds awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
I joined a little choir for, after, you know, just a couple, I'll say about 6 or 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. I was in choirs in high school, and that was good. In high school, that was like my best part of high school. That was like the thing that kept me going and sane.
Yeah, of course.
And then coming to this community choir as an adult, it wasn't the thing keeping me sane and keeping me going.
Right.
It was me trying to recapture what I thought I'd had, but what didn't really have. But it was just like the best thing in my life. And so I was like, I want a new best thing in my life. And it wasn't that. And also, I wasn't as good as I used to be because I hadn't been practicing for years.
Oh, sure.
And like the disappointment of like, oh, I can't sing as high and I can't sing as well. And I can't match the harmony as good as I wanted to. And so it was a bit discouraging and like, yeah, so I didn't keep going with it, but so glad that you're starting that, man. That's have started it rather. That's incredible.
It has begun. It is manifest. Yeah, and off the back of that, I've now been invited to a sort of band that meets every month,
like a performance or
they sort of get together and jam kind
nice.
Of thing.
There's
that. it's funny. I read the introductory message of you know, lady introducing me to the group, and she described me as having more than decent pipes, and there's a part of me that wants to go like, you know me, like I'm not a, you know, blow my own horn kind of guy.
Yeah,
but there's a part of me that wants to go, oh, you don't know yet, sister.
Hell yeah,
I have some game.
you do have some game.
I don't have all of the game, but I do have some game, so
speaking of the game, not that game, but
I've just remembered the game again.
I did too. We're losers. I was driving to the men's retreat the other weekend with a new friend who had introduced me to the weekend, and I was playing him some songs, and I asked him if he wanted to hear some of my stuff, and so I played him I told him the story of Game Changer and how we were starting this competition, and I made this song, and I was super proud of it, and I played it for him, and he's like, yeah, man, that was really great. And I'm like, yeah, and so this was my entry. And I thought, like, I'm sorry, Mark, like, I didn't mean to come out of the gates with like a killer, and you gotta compete with this. And then he sends me he plays this song, and so I played the song for him, and we were just both just like, holy shit. And he knew Game Changer. He was a fan.
Oh, nice.
And he knew both of those monologues. Well, he didn't know the Sam monologue, but he knew the Brendan monologue.
Yeah, that's a bit rarer. Yeah, because that's not from Game Changer.
Yeah, and it was he was delighted with it. He loved it. and it's like, wait, this is your friend? It was great.
All Downhill From Here is still, I consider it one of the best songs I've written.
Dude, it's incredible.
I'm so proud of it. Like, yeah, love that song.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that, and this is one of the things that I'm softly thinking about is, well, if I don't have 2,500 words to write every week.
Yeah.
To write some songs again. I want to have some time to maybe play around with the existing ones, tweak them a little bit. These are potentially options. I want to maybe even help with the release of the album. Like, these are options. Yeah,
we can do it.
Especially with no sense of obligation.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. Yeah. And hopefully, hopefully I'll be able to get my computer back up and running so I can get my logic files off of it be able to edit my side of things. It just won't even turn on. It won't even give me the dead battery icon. It's just nothing.
Yeah. I had that within 3 days of purchasing a MacBook Pro in 2017. Yeah.
Oh,
so, are you going to take it to an Apple store?
I will do that. I think once I get my new one in, I'll do that, and I'll see if they may have another way of doing it. But I was thinking, like, hey, can you temporarily swap out the battery so it can power up, and then I can get my shit off of it, and then you can recycle it.
They'll help you with all of that stuff.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
And it's one of the things I think they, I think if you bring a dead laptop like that, I think they will do everything they can to get it going.
Awesome.
I mean, they may, like, if it's one of those things, they may do some diagnostics and say, you know, we've got to swap out a battery and you'll have to pay for it. Like, I did that with one of my old MacBook Airs or something. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, I think it was a same day thing. Dropped mm-hmm. it off in the morning, picked mm-hmm. it up in the afternoon, and, you know, good as gold. So, I'm sure you'll be.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll.
Yeah. But I'm really excited. I went with the MacBook yeah. Air 15 inch M3 and yep. Pretty stoked.
Yeah. Pretty stoked. Yeah. You'll have a nice small, low profile machine.
Yeah.
Which is good. Yes. Yeah. I like the idea of the Airs.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't need a pro anymore.
Not with the way it all works out now. With the Apple Silicon. Mm-hmm. The whole WWDC thing happened yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday? Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. So
I thought you'd be interested to know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Listener, Brendan and I mean, to the point where we used to sit like on Slack.
Yeah. We would live stream it together more or less.
And watch it together.
Yeah. And comments on all the things and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything of interest?
Nah.
Cool.
I mean, there's some stuff, but not really.
I remember going to my sister's, I guess it was 2 years ago, so many years ago. Owen is four now, so it was 4 years ago. Wow, it's a lifetime. Literally his, and watching the keynote on her couch with like mm-hmm. Owen playing on the ground and stuff, and my family and Margaret being like, "What are you watching?"
Are you watching this?
And yeah. I'm like, "It's this tech conference. It's really cool, and I like it."
But yeah, now it's, I like it.
Now it's like, what a waste of time.
I watched a bunch of it on 2X, I just bloop. Like I didn't watch it live, and like I had other stuff, and I just like, oh, I just, you know, it was one of those things. Like, oh yeah, the thing happened, didn't it? Let's go and check it out. I'm over it now. I mean, I dropped my phone on tarmac.
Mm. Oopsies.
The few days after.
Oh, that's funny. I can see a reflection of me in your screen.
Yep. Woo! Some say it's a black mirror. It's a bit smashed up, and I'm like, couldn't give, as we would say, a monkey's. Like, I don't much care.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not too broken.
Yeah. Tell me about God.
I had an awesome time talking with Chris Nye, my pastor. He was curious about asking me a lot. So every Monday morning there's a shower. I can't remember if it's a shower ministry, shower mission, something like that. They open up their parking lot. They wheel in a big trailer that has multiple showers in it. And it's like open house for the houseless and underserved of the community to come get clean. They have a bunch of donated clothes that people can get anything that they need from. That's available, of course. There's snacks and water and Gatorade because it was like 95 degrees out. And community. And there's people talking, like just hanging out and just like being real with people. And so... I had had it in my mind to go and do that at some point, to help, you know, volunteer and stuff. But Monday mornings at 10 is kind of like, I should get to work and it is kind of where my head's at. So, Pastor Chris had like Monday at 11 as like one of his only options for in the near future. So I'm like, okay, I will just go volunteer there until I'm ready to meet with Chris or until he's ready to meet with me rather. And so I did that and it was great. And I was like sorting clothes and folding and stuff and talking with some people. And it was really nice. And then Chris came out and he's like, dude, like most people just wait in the lobby. this is great. And so that made me feel good and yeah. helped some people. And it was really nice. And then, and then we talked in his office for a while. It was a cute office, tons of books, floor to ceiling bookshelves, like 12, 14 feet wide. And then many stacks of books on his desk that he was currently going through. He's a very well-read guy. And a comfy couch, and we just chilling with some seltzers. And he asked me a lot about my history with God. And so I told him about how, you know, my mom was a Catholic, but then when the church switched from Latin, she kind of didn't feel like it was her church anymore. What she grew up with was gone. And so she still believed, but didn't go. And that led to a lot of confusion for me as like somebody who says they believe, but they're not doing the thing that seems like it's supposed to be part of the thing. And like, so that spawned a little bit of like hypocrisy thoughts in me. And then, you know, when she would like, we would go on Christmas and Easter and it would be like, not fun for me as a kid. And I was just like, I don't know why I have to go to this. And then she sent us to a Catholic school for a year, which was very oppressive and yelly and other things for me. And I didn't like that. And a few other things that I think we've probably talked about before. And he's like, man, like with all these things, like it's amazing that you're even here in a church talking to a pastor. Like it's quite remarkable, because most people, like I wouldn't blame you at all with the experience that you've had of just writing this off entirely. I was telling him, like, I've had a lot of really interesting experiences lately in the past, you know, 5-6 years of finding my own religion through music and meditation and you know, exploring psychedelics. I asked him if he had ever tried psychedelics, and he hadn't. And I told him that there was this really interesting article in the New Yorker a couple weeks ago by Michael Pollan, who had interviewed a bunch of pastors that had taken psychedelics. And it was kind of a fun, interesting dive into what was revealed to them. And I asked him if he ever considered it, and he's like, yeah, not really. I don't think I'm really interested in that. And I was like, well, if you ever change your mind, I have a great source and we can go to hot springs and just be in nature and have a great time and it'll be really safe and fun. And he's like, okay. but man, that would be like Chris outside of the pastor thing, or even including the pastor thing. He is just a cool dude. He's like, a guy you want to be friends with. He is so approachable and genuine and engaged and interesting that it'd be fun to be just like friends. So going out and having mushrooms in nature would be like that'd be really fun. After my history, we talked about he asked me what my biggest issue was. So I'd sent him that list of like doubts and stuff, and he's like, yeah, I read your list. I read it twice actually, and you know, read over your emails and that, you know, it's all really, I can see what's kind of active and alive for you right now, but like what's kind of the most pressing thing, like what should we start with? And I told him the use of the word only, the use of saying Jesus is the only path. It's the only way to heaven. It's the only righteous way. That rubs me very much the wrong way. As somebody who has found so many interesting avenues to what feels like enlightenment, I balk at the idea that, one, there is only one way, and two, that Jesus is the only way. And, you know, as I've been learning more about Christianity and watching The Chosen and reading the New Testament and all that, like, I am getting it more. Like, Jesus was a pretty cool dude, and he did some cool magic. And he said some radical things that hadn't been said before, at least in recorded history. And yeah, it's all really compelling and powerful. But like, you know, for everybody, the billions of people that lived before he was around, like, they just had no avenue for heaven. Is that what we're saying? And then the people who lived after his life but had no way of knowing that he lived, like the people that were in the undiscovered Americas or, you know, anywhere outside of the small vicinity that he had roamed, like they just had no path to heaven or enlightenment or whatever, how whatever the path is to towards. And like, so I have issues with that. And whenever I hear it in a sermon or whatever, it's just like, it irks me. I get an ick. And, you know, he was like, yeah, then, you know, that's not an uncommon issue for people who are like listening to Christian stuff, but not Christian. And he likened it to the parable of the blind men around the elephant. And then pretty immediately brought up the critiques of that parable, which are that the parable is told from the perspective of somebody who is not blind, can see the elephant, can see that everybody is blind touching it, and like has this extra perspective, and kind of implying that I also I'm trying to give myself that extra perspective and like saying that everybody else is blind as they're touching the thing. Because part of my argument was, I feel like every religion in the world, they're not all praying to different gods. They're all praying to more or less the same God, and they have different structures of how they best go about doing that. Because it wasn't, I mean, I don't know, and maybe it was a bunch of different gods that created the earth and the humans.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, maybe it's splitting hairs unnecessarily, but the religions that don't believe in God, in a God,
yeah,
for example, Buddhism,
yeah,
which, yeah, whether we call it a faith it's probably more of a religion, not a faith, because you don't need faith to be a Buddhist, because you're not worshipping a deity.
Right. I think it's it's delineated as a spirituality,
yeah,
and not a religion. But I don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, splitting hairs, like you said.
Yeah. But you know, we have the, I guess, what's known as the Abrahamic faiths,
right?
Which is the, you know, that's the Premier League, the mainstream. But then, yeah, like there's all the Greek and the Roman gods. You know,
yeah,
the Romans had all these gods before suddenly they went, I guess we're Christian now. Not only are we Christian, but we are like, we've now decided we are like the main home of Christianity.
Yeah.
Which is its own weird thing. And then Ireland is like, yeah, but we're pretty fucking Christian as well. But yeah, you've got like the Romans and the Greeks with separate gods. And then the Hindu faith is, you know, separate gods. Mm-hmm. Sikhs, I'm not sure, actually. I can't remember my Sikhism. And yes, some of them like recognize the Jesus cinematic universe, but then lots of them don't, and they are still religions that are mainstream practiced today.
Yeah And when it's interesting with the Romans, apparently had no problem with adding in the Christian God as one of the many gods, but they did balk at the idea that it was the God, the only God, and the rest of them were under that.
So you
God.
Can have Iron Man,
yeah,
but you also need to have Wolverine, and Captain America,
for sure. And yeah, and I found that I found that argument. Like he explained more. I can't remember all the details, but what I was left with was,
stepping. I'm not seeing a. Oh, a through runner connection here.
Yeah. I don't think I got to that part. He made the argument that every religion is saying this is the only path. It's just kind of the words that religions use, is that this is the path, this is the only path, and you follow this, and it's true. And that was kind of it. Like, he had a lot more words for it.
Yeah, no, I buy that. I do, because same thing with productivity.
Interesting.
Each one of them says, this is the one that fixes all the problems with the other ones.
Yeah, it's so and true. And every health protocol too.
I can imagine, actually. I guess you've sort of got to. And I guess I've probably done the same.
Yeah, and that's what he's saying.
When I've come up with, you know, things, it's like, I guess you've sort of got to.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do with God Mode too. It's like, this combines a bunch of things and it's smarter because it's better. Yep.
And this is because of these other problems. This is why you don't need these things.
Yeah.
And also, if you are with that idea that there is a path, it is unhelpful to say, actually, you've got a bunch of options, you've got a bunch of choices, because then it's like, but which one am I supposed to choose? I guess you have to say, like, I'm showing you the way.
Exactly.
We view it from a place of arrogance, because I mean, it takes you've got a protocol, I've got a protocol, mm-hmm. you know, the thing, like, it takes a degree of, like, self-belief, mm-hmm. to go, no, like, this is the one. But I think we are better at, and Christianity's very, very bad at, we are saying this is the one, but if you don't, like, you and I might say this is what we think, you know, we're pretty certain this is the one. Like, this is the one you should follow.
Yeah.
But neither of us are going to be like, and if you don't follow it, you're a bad person.
Right. And that's what...
And you will be punished for not following
it. Yes, that last part, that was what traumatized me all throughout my childhood and adolescence.
That'll do it. That's by design, but yeah.
But what the reason why I'm still going to Imago is that never... that is not a thing.
That's not
that is
vibe.
Like... That they call that out as toxic. Like they criticize the church in general, and because of how bad that is, and like they recognize it. And to me, like that's really heartwarming to me. That brings me in. It's like, okay, you see how bad that is, you calling it out, and even though you believe in this faith and you can't control what other people do with this faith, than in the name of this faith, but you're still, you know, following your principles. I find that really, really heartwarming. So I can see, like you just said, like I can see from his perspective, from the church's perspective, from Christianity's perspective, I can see that point of like, everybody's saying this is the only way. So I'm going to also use those words and say this is the way. But taking a step back from and putting myself back in my position, where I don't feel like anybody could possibly know. I don't think it is knowable. Therefore, I don't feel like it's truthful to say I do know. When mm-hmm. and so like. That's still where I'm at. So I find his argument weak, but then I also realized, like, while that issue of the word only was the most activating and top of mind, it isn't the biggest barrier of an issue mm-hmm. for me. Like, it's not, it in the end, I think it's unknowable. So it kind of doesn't really matter in that regard. And I'm still here for the morals and the guidance and the community and the liveliness and the hospitality and service work. And like all these people I'm seeing are happy and friendly and kind and doing the work. They're actually like engaged in the community and coming up with more programs and more ways of outreach, and not like outreach to get people, but outreach to spread what their wealth spread. It's beautiful.
Make good
it's
things, beautiful. Make good shit happen in the world.
Yeah. They it really looks like they're doing it really in Portland and greater. And it makes me so happy. So
yeah.
So yeah, that was my talk with my pasta.
Mm.
It was a good talk. And we're going to keep meeting up because we got through like half of one bullet point. And he's really interested to
like, what's his like vibe like in terms of, is he happy to like continue going through the next stories? Like,
No, it was his idea. I started off the thing, like, I'm like, dude, you know, I've been coming for a while. I've been seeing your work and your connection with community and connection with this church and other things. And, you know, I've read one of your books and other things. Like, to me, like sitting down with you and seeing you, I feel like you're a very important person doing very important things. And I feel like I'm just kind of wasting your time by coming in here and talking with you for an hour plus about the fact that I'm probably never going to call myself a Christian. At least that's how I feel in this current state. And he's like, there are so many parts of my job, and some of them are I have to do because that's just part of the job, and you know, it's not necessarily my favorite. But this part where I get to sit down and talk with somebody about faith in general and debate it and investigate it, this is my favorite part. And so this is what I'm here for. I just like connecting with people and that. So he was like, you're absolutely not wasting my time. And this is definitely going to be like the first of many talks, and it's so he was all about it. It was very gracious.
I can imagine. It is, because he's obviously a bright dude.
Yeah.
And I can imagine it is stimulating for him to have another conversation with another bright dude.
Yeah,
because you know, when two minds meet, like you know that moment, or you know that sensation when you're like, oh, we're on a level here. Like, we can toss around some ideas and no one's going to go, what do you mean? You know, like, we can get up to speed. That's
I good. Remember that's good. One of his, like, there was one branch off of his, everybody says it's only this path. And it was like, if you don't believe in that, like, if you're taking a step away from that, then you're going towards nihilism, that there is no point, that everything is random. And then as Albert Camus says, you might as well just kill yourself. And I'm like, I get like, that's kind of where I'm at, except
Bro
for that,
just invoked Camus.
Except for that last little bit. Like, I'm like, yeah, it's all just random. So you might as well have fun and be kind. Like, that's where I take it. And he's like, not everybody takes it that way. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. You know, some people are like, it doesn't matter, so I might as well fuck shit up. But like, to me, that's so short-sighted. Like, it feels good to me to be good to other people and see them well and thrive together. Like, that feels incredible. So let's do that.
Well, there's a thing that I learned in prep for one of my Undo episodes, which is, and I talked about it in the latest episode. There's a government, a UK government initiative back in 2008. So here we have this idea that you're supposed to eat, like it was this thing that people started saying, you're supposed to eat 5 fruit and veg a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually more like 7, but the NHS was like, we can't get motherfuckers to eat 7 pieces of fruit and veg a day, so we'll go with 5. And so they also came up with the idea of 5 fruit and veg for the mind kind of thing. And I'll see if I can remember them. But it's connecting with other people. It's noticing. So essentially mindfulness, being active. Was play? No, I don't think so. Oh, learning, continual learning, and
giving, to doing something for someone else. These five things that are your sort of fruit and veg for the mind, the sort of components to well-being. And I really like that as a model.
Yeah.
And saying that that is one of the ways that helps you feel better as a human being.
Yes.
Not because you need to be altruistic, not because whatever, but like, I mean, you know, it is, as much as we've had our conversations about approval, okay, none of us needs approval from 30,000 people on the internet. We're not even built for that.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, some of us seek it.
Sure.
We do need approval from our tribe. Like, we do need that,
yeah,
because we've needed that for centuries, because without it, we're banished from, like,
yeah, it's like our greatest fear.
We need
to
be accepted,
yeah,
we need to belong, and all that stuff. And so, seeking approval from a small group of people, maybe even your Dunbar number, makes sense. But then it's, yeah, what are the lengths that you're going to go to look for a number that are 10, if not 100 times that, is a different thing. But yeah. Like, giving can be, you know, does come from a helpful place. It doesn't have to even be altruistic. I'm down for that.
Are you still set up to have music play through Riverside and record?
Certainly am.
Could you do me a favor? What music app do you use right now? Are you a Spotify, Apple Music? What are you?
I'm an Apple Music.
Could you?
Oh, it has to be loaded into Riverside.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
we'll get it there. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. I can also get you the file. But could you go to Apple Music and search for an artist for me?
Yeah.
Could you?
I'm clicking. I'm looking for the search box. Hit me.
A Dapper Wizard.
Oh, God, I'm already so excited. I want to type very loudly so that you can hear me. Hey, Dapper. It auto-completed. Wizard. A Dapper Wizard. He's in all lowercase.
It is in all lowercase.
And he has funky artwork. For his single that is titled Get Better Remixes.
How would you...
Which is an imperative.
How would you describe the artwork?
Mathematical.
Yeah. Do you recognize... Does it ring any bells?
We are multiplying and we are dividing.
Yes. Does it ring any bells with you, with anything?
You might have to jog my memory. I might be being stupid.
It's from the Frank Turner album, Positive Songs for Negative People.
For negative people.
And he has the plus and the minus sign on there. And for this remix, I am multiplying and dividing his vocals a whole bunch. So I thought that was kind of thematically
appropriate. That's lovely. So we have a radio edit. We have, I guess, the original. And then we have an extended version, which goes on for 7.5 of your earthly minutes.
Yeah, our minutes are different.
Outstanding.
So this marks the first release under my new artist name.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
This has been a name in the works for
a year and a half.
I
want to
say
years.
4 or 5 years?
No, not that long. No. About 2 years probably.
I think it's more than that, cuz you and I were talking about this way before we were doing this, way before you came over here, which was in 2023. I think we were talking about this in like 21 or 22. I think it goes back.
It might be 22. It might be 22. Yeah. I don't think it was 21.
Yeah.
Because it was after I had lost a bunch of weight, and
I think you had the mustache.
Yeah, and so that would have been 23.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 22 at the earliest, probably 23. I think, it could have been a couple months before I'd come see you. And that's when I...
Yeah.
Which is like a lifetime ago.
Yes.
Now, I would love to listen to this extended edition with you, and like we did with the Song Wars stuff, or not Song Wars, trademark, Toon Tumult. If you'd like to, that'd be cool. Because this is a, you know, it's It's a long version, of course, but it's got some cool parts that I'm excited to see your reaction to. Oof. God, that sounds good.
Turning it up in my ears. I'm back in the cottage.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's sparkly. Job of isolating the vocals.
Thank you.
Clean. Like we've gone into triplets, like we're in 3x4 time. Oh, and they're back to 4/4.
I got me a future.
Looking out for me.
was a lot of fun to play with the speed of vocals at different times.
The vocals in the background?
No.
Or is that just
descent?
Oh, that's a lovely tone. Dancing. From heavy rumbling. Transcendent, my dude.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, that man. Oh.
I sent it to my father-in-law because it came up in conversation.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And he's like, and send me the original too, because I don't know the original. And so I sent it to him and he's like, I like it. I like it better than the original. And I'm like, oh, dude, nice. I love that. Yeah. And I sent it. I sent an email to Frank and the record label. It was like, hey, it's up and live and here's a link to it. And because I got an approval, but I hadn't told them like, I'm actually going to make 3 versions of it. And so I'm like, just so you're aware, here it's live. And
here they are.
Here they are, yeah. And I also said in a little PS, like, and Frank, if you feel like it, we'd be happy if you shared this however you would want to, or if you don't want to. I
thought you were going to invite him on the podcast for a minute.
I mean, that'd be cool too, but I wasn't being that with that much hubris. I wasn't thinking to take up more of his time. And he's like, love this. We'll do. We'll share. So I was like, amazing.
Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, and now I'm best buds with Frank Turner, I guess.
Yeah, you are. Well done, you.
I don't know how many dance remixes he has.
Dapper wizard.
Thank you. But yeah. What a fun experience it's all been.
Yeah, man. Yeah. How's it feel to have it out in the world, undefended?
So good. Yeah. Just, it feels natural and correct and necessary. And watching the streams trickle up in the Spotify and Apple Music for Artists apps, which has been fun. The Apple Music for Artists app is really slow to get approval. So I don't have any details on that yet, but on Spotify, as of a couple days ago, I have 237 streams and I'm pretty happy with that.
Shit. Yeah.
And so that's probably an old number because it's definitely uploading, updating very slowly for because I know how many times I have streamed it. it says 255 right now, so that's probably pretty accurate. Wow,
that is significant.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
That is really,
and that's just Spotify.
Yeah,
most of the people I know use Apple Music, so yeah, pretty fun.
Wow. Well done,
thank
my
you.
Friend. My talented
thank
boy.
Thank you so much. And as always, you do enough, you have enough, and you are enough. I'm not wrong.
We can get better. Because we're not dead yet.
it says 255 right now. So that's probably pretty accurate.
Wow. That is significant.
Yeah. I'm happy with it.
That is really,
and that's just Spotify.
Yeah.
Most of the people I know use Apple Music. So, yeah, pretty fun.
Wow. Well done,
thank
my
you.
Friend. My talented
thank
boy.
Thank you so much. And as always, you do enough, you have enough, and you are enough. I'm not wrong.
We can get better. Because we're not dead yet.
Trying to remember the hold your thought gag from Fry and Laurie. Would you hold this thought for me? And it was so weird because like he comes like later he's like, okay, what was that thought you were holding for me? And it was different. Laurie said something different than what Fry had said. Laurie and Fry.